When you talk about accidents out on the water, a lot of times people think about, you know, maybe falling in, out of the boat or whatever. But with me today is John Sappington. And, John, it wasn't too long ago you were in a bad way. You hit a cable, you know, when you're out fishing, and luckily you had a helmet on. But looks like you're recovering well.
Yeah, I'm really coming along. I found out that you can't break a cable with your neck, so I've learned a little bit and headed down the road.
Well, let's give, if you can, give the listeners a little bit of an idea of, you know, how your recovery is. I know you fished a little bit last year and are out there trying to get back in full form again. Tell me about where you're at in your recovery.
Well, last year was kind of filling out my body deal. I didn't run a lot. I tried fishing close, and I couldn't really practice as hard as what I wanted to. Towards the end of the year, you know, I'm running a Z21, and I can run. You know, I'm not scared of it. I can run. And I'm getting back to covering a lot of water and not fishing small areas, and I think I'm headed down the right road.
Well, you know, a lot of people may not know you had a halo on, which is a very, very difficult thing, number one, to sleep in and a lot of those kind of things, but it's about neck and it's about back and some of those kind of things. And it does take a little bit longer, in particular with the pounding we take out on the water.
Yeah, it does. And then I got out of shape too, you know, just laying around and not able to exercise and do things. My body got out of shape and I put on, I probably put on 30 or 40 extra pounds. And that definitely has a toll on your body and your endurance and how you can approach it.
Well, John, I guess, you know, the best question everybody's going to have is, you know, you had a great stellar year before the accident, and now you're trying to get back to that same form again. You know, how close are you? 70%, 80%? Where are you at?
I feel like my body's probably at 75 to 80%. You know, the main thing I think is just getting my confidence back. You know, I started to have good practices towards the end of the year. First part of the year, I didn't even have good practices, and I think that was hard on my confidence. You know, I finished like 145th in the points last year in the FLW, and prior to the accident, I think 49th was the worst I'd ever finished. So, it's very humbling year and hurt my pride, but I know that I have to go and work that much harder to get back to where I was.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that first fish after you got that thing off your head and you went out there. I know you and I have had the opportunity to talk on radio lots of times, and I can remember one time in particular you said, it's killing me. I know they're spawning out there. I want to get out there. But, you know, that first fish, when you came out and got after that first one, how'd that feel?
Well, it felt good. I mean, once you get on the water, I mean, I started out and I had a lot of publicity starting out. I had a camera on me, you know, basically the first half of the year. And it's tough to try to get back into it with that. You know, I'm blessed to have had that, and I appreciate the coverage and everything, and that's I enjoy that. But I would rather have the coverage after the first day when I caught 25 pounds, you know. But it's getting back on the water. It's what I love to do. I love the sport of fishing. I love everybody that's involved with the sport. You know, the FLW, Ranger, you know, Snickers, all my sponsors. It's just it's like being back at home, you know, getting back into the tournaments, seeing everybody, all the friends and everything. It's just that's what I enjoy.
Well, you know, you're getting ready, I guess, now with the new series, the FLW series, and then, of course, the tour. You know, it's going to be a pretty full regimen of tournaments and stuff. And, you know, you had this last year, you think you just want to forget about it a little bit, but now we're looking forward, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And the way it's laid out, too, it's spread out to where it's not right on top of each other. I think last year I was, you know, I tried fishing the Everstarts and the FLW, and I was gone basically the first 4 months. And that was really too much for my body to handle right off. Now it's kind of spread out. And you know, what FLW has done, I mean, look at I'm fishing 11 tournaments next year, and each one's a minimum of $100,000. 50th place, you know, is $10,000. I'm excited.
You know, you think about it, it wasn't too long ago we were fishing for $10,000 for first in a lot of tournaments. So when you think about $100,000, then all the way down to 50th. And, you know, a lot of consternation right now going on in both leagues and stuff. And you're really one league only. And, you know, you really haven't had to deal with much of that. But you have to feel pretty good about where you're at and what's going on. Of course, you always want to make the championship.
Yeah, that's true, and that's going to be my goal. Last year was make the championship, and that's my goal this year. You know, I've always been a championship fisherman. I fish more conservative to try to make sure I'm at the championship and be consistent. It just didn't work out that way last year, but that's going to be my goal again this year. So I'm just going to fish as hard as I can, and it'll work out for me. So.
Well, I think a lot of people don't recognize, you know, when you guys fish, it isn't just going out and fishing 3 days. It's all the pre-fishing and all the stuff that's associated with it. And after having an injury like you had, you know, upper neck and some of those kind of things, it's not going to just come right straight back. But it looks like to me you're on the road to success here pretty quick.
Well, I'm on the road, you know, and that's the main thing. It's just putting it together between my ears, making the right decisions. You know, I can catch fish every time I hook a fish. I usually get it in the boat. You know, my mechanics, and as far as my casting, I cast left-handed and flip left-handed and everything, and that's still my strong side. You know, I've got some problems with my right shoulder, but my left side is my strongest side, so it really doesn't affect it. It's just fishing's won or lost between your ears, and I think pretty much anybody will tell you that. There's a lot of physical to it, and if you're not in good physical shape, it starts messing with your head between your ears, and that's where you lose it. So I need to get that physical part, you know, get my endurance back so I can put it together.
Well, one final thing, this new FLW series, you're going to be fishing against guys that maybe you've seen on TV or some of those kind of things are now coming over to the FLW side. That's going to be kind of fun too, isn't it?
Yeah, it will. When I started out, I started out fishing the I started out with the BFL and then fished the Everstarts and then got in the FLW, and then I started out the same way with bass, and I was fishing the top 150s and the FLW tour. And after I won the FLW championship, I mean, back then I predicted where things were headed. I mean, I had an insight to where things were headed, and I made the right decisions. I made the right decisions to align myself with FLW and Ranger boats, and I made the right decisions. Looking back now, you know, where it's headed, and you know, 11 tournaments, you know, it's there. So.
Well, John, I tell you what, it's great to see you again, and I tell you, on top of that, it's great to see you're on the road to recovery, and I look for big things from you this year.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm looking for big things from me, too. So,
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.